Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool, clear night across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the stars are bright, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa is calm, perfect for a peaceful evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, just in, the IDF and Shin Bet killed Ismail Masri, Hamas's Rafah Brigade defense chief, in a joint operation in Gaza last Tuesday. Also, earlier today, Ynet reports that Defense Minister Katz warns Israel could be at war with Iran tomorrow as the IDF prepares for potential missile strikes. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, Katz states that Israel has no territorial ambitions in Lebanon, but will remain until Hezbollah is disarmed. Separately, from Walla, reports from Arab sources indicate 8 fatalities in IDF airstrikes in the Al-Mawasi area of Khan Yunis earlier this hour. And finally, JNS reports that while Turkey poses a growing challenge for Israel, it remains distinct from Iran's ideological regime. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reported just minutes ago that the UAE and Bahrain now allow citizens to travel back to Lebanon, signaling confidence in the new Israel-Lebanon agreement. Ambassador Yeshel Leiter posted earlier today that Hadar, a 23-year-old soldier killed by Hamas terrorists, had his body held for over a decade by the group. Caroline Glick noted earlier today that for 11 years, those responsible knew they were hiding Hadar Golden's body, causing ongoing suffering for his family. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report, Ismail Masri was a key figure in Hamas's defense and counterintelligence operations in Rafah. His death marks a significant blow to Hamas's military capabilities in Gaza. This operation underscores ongoing tensions and the persistent threat of conflict in the region. Turning to Ynet's coverage, Defense Minister Katz's warning about potential conflict with Iran highlights escalating regional tensions. The IDF's preparation for independent strikes suggests a proactive stance by Israel. This development could impact diplomatic relations and regional stability. Meanwhile, The Times of Israel reports on Katz's statement regarding Lebanon, emphasizing no territorial ambitions but a firm stance on disarming Hezbollah. This statement aligns with Israel's broader security strategy. The Lebanese president's engagement with the CENTCOM chief reflects international attention on this issue. In earlier reporting from Walla, the reported IDF airstrikes in Khan Yunis resulted in 8 fatalities, according to Arab sources. This strike comes amid heightened military activity in Gaza. Civilian safety and humanitarian conditions remain critical concerns. Finally, JNS discusses Turkey's complex relationship with Israel. While Ankara poses challenges, its pragmatic foreign policy contrasts with Iran's ideological approach. This dynamic influences Israel's diplomatic and security strategies in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that Rafael has signed a major air defense deal with Romania for the Spider system, valued at over 2 billion euros. This marks a significant achievement for Israeli defense exports. Separately, Ynet Business highlights Israeli security firms targeting the Mexican market. After showcasing technologies at the Latin America Expo, they generated over 500 business meetings, indicating strong interest. And finally, Walla Business shares that Israel is developing combat capabilities from space, with the defense minister revealing rapid launch and disruption technologies. This reflects Israel's ongoing innovation in defense industries. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.